Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. It's the Ed August Astrology and Tarot Show. And hello everybody out there in Radio Land and Podcast Land and Blog Talk Radio Land. It's Ed down here in the Tucson area of southeastern Arizona. We're about an hour's drive, maybe 45 minutes drive away from the border, the Mexican border. But we're happy as clams up here. I mean, it's nice and cool today. I think last night it got down into the 30s, like 39 or 38 or something, which is unusual. Even for this time of year. But anyway, so yeah, we enjoy ourselves over here. Today, sort of unofficially, because we didn't make any kind of big thing about it, marks our 2-year anniversary on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we started, I think it was December 14th or December 16th of 2016 when we started. Originally, I had a show on Tuesday, a show on Friday, and a show on Thursday night. I don't know how that started, but we really did have a show at like 9 o'clock on Thursday nights, and it drew a completely, you know, different audience. But it was interesting. It was kind of interesting to do that. And then finally, I got kind of weary, you know, go to bed with tarot and astrology on my mind and wake up, and then I got to do another show the next day. So we got rid of the Thursday shows. But anyway, so this fits in to my semi-retirement. You know, I have also an online bookstore. I'm every day right now, I'm adding books to it. I found some good ones. I'm finding all kinds of different books on different subjects. Very proud of my bookstore. That's at www.edaugustbooks.com. And my company is Ed August Books and Readings. So that's up to the imagination. You know, if somebody realizes that readings means astrology and tarot readings, but they might just think books and readings. Oh, like you read books or something. Actually, let's see if we go back into the 1990s, the late 1990s, I worked for Stanford University out in California for more than a year, basically reading textbooks and all kinds of other books onto a device, which then was given to some people that were sight impaired, students who were sight impaired, and they could just listen to their textbooks. And I think that's the best place I ever worked for is Stanford. And I'm not a teacher, I don't have a professorship or anything, but I do have a BA from San Jose State, and it's been a long and interesting life. Let me tell you, there's so much things that have gone on. And you can see some of my mental activities and some of my creativity if you go to one of the websites like Kindle, you know, on Amazon, and just look for Ed August and see what pops up, or Lulu.com. God, I wish they would change that name. And doesn't that, well, he pulled a Lulu on that one, you know? I mean, there's something about the word Lulu that doesn't sound 100% right, you know, but anyway, so I have like 20 books on Lulu, and those are mostly paperbacks, but there's one you can get in paperback or hardcover. There's some that you can get as digital displays. Some of them are ones that you can listen to on Nook or Barnes & Noble or iTunes. I don't know. I'm not paying too much attention to my Lulu account these days. I probably should, because basically I'm a writer. You know, talking. I won't say it comes easy, but it's something I can do. I love to connect with people out there. Sometimes when I connect with someone, we form a good, you know, connection, and that becomes a client, and they call me back, they write me back, they send me money, all kinds of stuff like that. Here, of course, on the radio, it's all for free, one and all. So just bring it on, and I'll do what I can. The only thing is, of course, when you talk and ask a question on my radio show, it's not, you know, private. It's personal, but it's not necessarily private. So You know, you don't want to tell me names and places and who did what to who, you know. That would be better served via email or something else. But so those are some ground rules. Not too many callers today. I just have a few callers. And so I usually do the phone work in the second part of the show. Let me go right now to the current planets and see why things are sort of quiet today. The sun is in 22 degrees and 43 minutes right now. Sagittarius. I have an ex who's a Sagittarius with a Capricorn moon. The Sagittarius makes her love things like working with animals and travel. Oh my God, all the trouble that we got into traveling around to strange and unusual places like in Mexico and Hawaii and stuff. But she's dangerous as a Sagittarius. Sagittarians just love to have fun. Isn't that what you felt about all the Sagittarians that you've known? Now, her personal moon was in Capricorn. So the Capricorn is very practical, very down to earth and interested in money. So she was an upward climber. And so, yeah, she loved to have fun. She liked to go places with me, but somebody came along who could do more of that, you know, could put her on the back of his Harley and, you know, drive her up Mount Tam or Pius or something. So then she would go with that guy, you know. So she's had a number of relationships and children over the years. She's a splendid person, but we probably weren't 100% good for each other. Once we were in a motorboat with two other people going across Lake Tahoe from North Shore to South Shore. Actually, we're going to go to Emerald Bay. And so we're puttering along, and she is the helm. She is steering the boat. And, you know, slowly as we're traveling, see these dark clouds are showing up in the south edge of Lake Tahoe. And the boat is clipping along like 30 miles an hour or something. And then we see, lightning. So there's lightning. Lightning first is just in the mountains. Then I see a lightning strike right in the lake near Emerald Island. I think it's called Emerald Bay. That's right, Emerald Bay. I'm not sure what the island in it is called anymore. And so I said, hey, we got to turn back. We got to go up this side here. She said, what do you mean? What do you mean? Are you crazy? We're going to Emerald Bay. And I don't know. That seems kind of odd to me because if you're in a boat, if you're standing or sitting in the boat, you are the highest thing above the water line, you know? And if there's lightning striking around you, isn't it a good chance that you could get hit by lightning? I did not want to get hit by lightning. So I took the wheel away from her and I steered the boat to Homewood or someplace like that. And so she was beside herself with wrath. I mean, she was so angry and so frustrated. And she never could get her head wrapped around the idea that if lightning is striking the water, then that lightning could, send us to the bottom. So anyway, but that is a character trait of her. She has a powerful Mars in her chart, the sun in Sagittarius, the moon in Capricorn makes her stubborn. Another aspect of stubbornness and, not taking advice very well. So our relationship lasted about 5 years, and that was it. It was gone. You know? But all kinds of things happened during that relationship. We landed in Mexico City in the Aeropuerto, Nacional there, and taxi cab driver picked us up to go to the Zona Rosa, where we had reservations hotel, and going to spend a week in Mexico. So he's puttering along in the cab. We're in the back of the cab, and then there's sirens and stuff, and the cab gets stopped, and this guy that looks like a freaking general comes out and he says, oh, senora, perdóname, this cab driver is actually a bandito. We've been looking for him. He's been taking people into bad neighborhood and they steal their goods and they kill them. So, oh, wow. So he says, yeah, can we drive you? Can you come to my car and we drive you to your hotel? He was very gracious, very nice, but, you know, that is the kind of thing that happened between me and my longtime live-in friend and lover and just oddball things. And you know what? I knew that stuff like that would happen because I've done the astrology. I've looked at her chart. I've looked at my chart. And that's just part and parcel of the astrological comparison. So I'm advising others, even though I don't always do it myself. For gosh sakes, when you meet somebody new and you want to see, are they going to be a good partner? Are they going to be good with children? Are they going to be, a good worker and bring home a living wage? Or are they going to sit on the sofa and watch football, you know, or something, or snort some drugs or something? That will show up in a chart. The comparison of the charts is extremely important. You know, you compare the Venuses and the Mars for the attraction, and Mercury with the other planets for the mental, you know, combination that you have with them. Can you talk with them even? Can you even freaking talk with them? Anyway, current planets, back to the current planets. Sun, 22 degrees, 43 minutes. Sag, Moon in the middle of the sign of Pisces right now. It's in Pisces. People are kind of emotional today, huh? They've got all kinds of things in their mind. They're thinking, hey, I better start shopping for Christmas, you know? Mercury is in Sagittarius. Also, Venus continues on in Scorpio. Venus in Scorpio, a lot of people are thinking of love and stuff, you know? Venus in Scorpio, my. And Mars is in Pisces. The love and sex planets, Venus and Mars, are both in water signs today. So water signs, I think, if you're a Cancer or a Pisces or a Scorpio, could be a really good day for you when it comes to love. And we're going to go out in the field here and see who is calling on the phone. They've been waiting for 11 minutes, and they're calling from what looks like a block number, so we'll have to see. I hope this is a good call and not one of my little provocateurs that call sometimes. I've been having a rash of phone calls from some stalkers. So just see. If they're a stalker, we won't be on the phone for very long. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, here we go.
Ну что, у тебя живот что-то, что у тебя болит? А что болит? Что?
Hello, hello. Good morning or good afternoon. Hi, good morning or good afternoon. How are you doing today? You're on the Ed August Psychic Astrologer show. What's going on?
Hi, is this you, Ed?
Yes, it's me.
Ed,
it's me all the way. I can hear you.
Hi, Ed. Thank you so much.
Sorry you had to wait so long.
Thank you so much.
Just show up. You're welcome.
Just 1 second. Okay, so should we ask just a question or?
Sure. You're very welcome to ask a question. But sometimes, and today we have a little bit of time because there's very few callers. I think a couple of people are just listening. Oh. They're not actually wanting to ask. So why don't you go ahead and set the scene a little bit. Set the scene of what's going on and then ask your question. Sure.
Okay. So my question would be if you see something in love and relationship for me?
Sure. Absolutely glad to. And let's see, for this, I can't tune in to where you're calling from because you're calling from what looks like a block number.
Oh,
so can I ask
you,
big city?
What
was it? From California. Okay, that's great. Southern or Northern California?
Yeah, Southern.
Southern, okay,
Southern.
Place, great place. And let me see, I'm shuffling and shuffling. And I'm so sorry, I'm very bad on names. Can you give me your name again, your first name?
Anne,
of course, Anne. Okay.
Hi,
we don't have
I
as good of a phone
I
connection.
I missed you a couple times, and I really love you.
Yes,
so.
I remember. So this time we're talking about a new relationship and what's happening, what's coming to you, Anne,
yeah,
from Southern California, as far as a new relationship, not somebody coming back to you.
Probably,
from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone that
and
I
where
know
would you like me?
Uh-huh.
And where would you like me to cut the cards for you, Anne? Near the top, or a third of the way down, or half the way down, or near the bottom?
Near
what
the
do
top.
You see me cutting? Near the top
near
works.
The top.
Works
yes.
For me. It works for me. So, okay. Wow. This is an amazing array of cards. The first one shows kind of like how the situation has been for you up till now, or rather the recent situation. And that's the Eight of Swords. It shows you have not been very happy. You feel that you're blocked. You feel that you're unable to really proceed with what you want. You're kind of like just wondering, you know, what's going to happen. As you may know, the card shows a woman who's standing with her feet kind of in the mud, and she's blindfolded, and she's tied up, and there are eight swords that are standing around her. So it shows being blocked off and cut off and not hearing from people that you want to hear from, and just a generally sad situation. But guess what? The second card is the Empress, and the Empress is almost like the goddess of love. She's wearing beautiful clothes. She has a crown of diamonds in her hair. She's holding a scepter that gives her a lot of power. She's got a heart like a Valentine's Day chocolate box, you know, with the symbol of Venus on it. So it's absolutely clear that this has to do with the love and the beauty and everything. So you have the beauty, you have the self-confidence, you have a good situation in your life to be able to attract somebody to you. It's a very attractive card. And after all, this card is sort of like a Lady Venus, and Venus is the goddess of love. So I see this transition. The transition is coming from you being unable to even see where you're going, unable to know which way to go, kind of in the dark, waiting for something. Now, all of a sudden, this is going to happen over the next month or two, you know. Suddenly the Empress kind of takes over, that you become much more self-confident. Maybe you do a little bit of work on yourself, because it's a card of beauty. It's a card of beauty and sensuality, fine clothes and everything. So maybe you dress up a little bit more when you go out or something, but there's something here that is going to attract a man. And the third card is the Knight of Cups. Now, this is a guy. He's not a kid. A kid would be like a page. That would be somebody in their teens or 20s or whatever. So the Knight is definitely between like 30 and 50. He's not a king. A king would be older. You know, usually the kings have beards and they're like 50 to 70 years old or something. No, this is a knight, so he's just the right age. The knight is advancing on his horse, holding a golden cup, and the golden cup is wanting love, wanting you, really. So this knight is coming into your life. When the knight appears on your doorstep, or, you know, in your life, at work, wherever it is, when the knight appears, you will be ready for him, because you will be the Empress at that time. You will be very attractive and beautiful and ready for him. And I would say that's a great progression of cards. It goes from one of the worst cards to one of the best cards. So I don't know. There are alternative meanings. One could be that the Empress could be another woman who is your girlfriend or someone else in your life, a sister or something like that, who is very helpful and comes along, and she may be able to get you together with this Knight of Cups, you see. But there's no reason that the Empress is somebody else. It could be you. It's likely you. So where do you usually meet guys? I mean,
yeah, it's not just this one problem. Maybe it can apply to another situation, because in the last two months it was really stressful with other situation, and I'm just thinking maybe things get improved when we will get some clarity. Or do you think that things, even if it's not related to love, but in general, like situation, personal situation,
sure,
will improve?
I can look at these cards and see this not as just having to do with love in your life, but just having to do with everything that's going on. So the first card shows that lack of clarity. Lack of clarity is similar to this card where she is wearing a blindfold. I mean, she's wearing a blindfold. She can't see where she's going even, you know. So she's in kind of a bad place. That means, yes, right now you're feeling like you're kind of in a bad place. But the Empress comes along and clears that up. It's almost like, okay, let's say if there was a court case or something, then, you know, you'd be in the middle of it and it would be expensive and it would be time consuming and you're very unhappy. And then suddenly you win the court case or something, see? Or your car is run down and needs a lot of repairs and suddenly you get a nice new car or something. So the Empress is a positive card that overrules the previous card. The previous card shows kind of like where you are right now and why you're kind of, I almost feel like saying sort of like miserable, you know, miserable because you have more than one thing that's bothering you, you know. So
it
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it was like confusion with medical tests. It was illness in the family.
Oh.
It was many just different things that all made situations so stressful since the beginning of November.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm just hoping that things will improve. I don't want this to get any worse because, you know, there's been enough.
Uh-huh.
You know, people enjoyed their holidays. I didn't have much enjoyment.
Oh, well, the holidays aren't over yet. We still have Christmas and New Year's, so there's still some positive energy there. So I took two more cards, so go from three cards to five cards. The fourth card is the Two of Pentacles. It shows a balance of you need to find a balance and a harmony as far as financial matters. And then you do, because the final card is the Nine of Cups. And the Nine of Cups shows the person is very happy, sitting in a chair. Behind them is like a fireplace mantle or something similar. And there's nine golden cups in a row on the fireplace mantle, and they're protecting you. You'll be protected by, you know, good fortune and good luck. And it looks like your financial situation over the next couple of months is going to improve also. So finances get better. And a man symbolized by the Knight of Cups enters your life, or he might be there already, but you know, but you take advantage, you take more advantage, you get to know him, and you guys go out, and maybe it's a partnership or something like that, you know, with a business.
But the whole situation will be improved even with man over man.
Well, absolutely, yeah, that's how it looks like. And it starts from the Empress. The Empress is, as I said, she's a beautiful woman, and she's charismatic, and she's very self-confident, and she's a winner, you know. So you have this kind of, you have the expectation that when you are all those things, then you're going to attract people that will help you and people that want to be your friend, you know. Absolutely.
And this Empress,
is it in the
present time, the Empress, or in the future?
Well, right now, as I said, the first card is the Eight of Swords. So the Eight of Swords shows sort of still not really knowing what's going to happen, not really knowing where you're going, which is the reason for your call, you know, the confusion that you feel.
Yes.
The second
uh-huh.
card is the Empress. So somehow you transition. I want you to think of somehow not being so worried. Put aside your worries, you know, on anything where you can do something positive to help yourself or get somebody, you know, to help you out. But anyway, and then you go from that negative person to a person who's very positive. So it's like flipping a switch. You've got to flip the switch there that is going to help you get what you want to do. Maybe you need to be more. Maybe you need to go into more meditation or spirituality of some kind, or you know, try some different exercises, mental exercises, physical exercises, etc. You see what I mean? So I understand. Yeah.
And
what was
the third
one
you said? It was
a
knight.
That is the Knight of Cups, and the Knight of Cups is a charming guy. He's a nice guy. He brings you, at the very least, he brings you some kind of offer because he's holding this cup. He's looking towards you. He's on his horseback. He's smiling. There's something that he wants. There's something that he wants to give you. He can be helpful. It's a helpful man. So, and that will be caused by your being the empress, by your kind of projecting that imperial and beautiful energy outwards from you. Remember, if you're very sad and whatever, and you know, you're expecting the worst, then something really, really good is unlikely to happen. You have to be very careful about that. I've got to go. I have one more caller.
Okay, thank you so much, Anne.
Thanks so much.
You've been extremely helpful. Thank you so much, and happy holidays to you. Enjoy your show.
Okay, happy. Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot. We're going to squeeze in another call from 904. Hello, 904. How are you doing today? Hello. You just want to listen? Oh, you just want to listen. Okay, dear, I'll put you back here. I thought you pushed the number one. If you push the number one, then it means that you you want to talk or be on the phone or something. So it just confuses me a little. So that's okay. So today we had like one good reading over the phone. I'll be back on Tuesday, and I'll do more. As I was saying at the start of the show, this is my two-year anniversary on Blog Talk Radio with my half-hour shows. I also had a 90-minute show for a while on Freedomizer Radio, which is part of Blog Talk Radio. But 90 minutes twice a week, you know, I don't know. I just could not keep the momentum going, you know, with new things to talk about all the time. Say if you anybody out there looking for a Christmas present, a holiday present of some kind, remember I do readings, so contact me through my website, www.edaugusts.com, or buy a book, you know, edaugustbooks.com has a lot of books and e-books and, you know, different stuff like that. I've probably got a total of about 30 books in circulation right now, books and e-books. Depends if you have a reader or not. You know, if you want an Amazon reader, what do they call those? Kindle? If you want a Kindle, you don't have to pay $100 or more, you know, to get a Kindle. Just go to the Google Play Store and click on that, look for Kindle, and they will download you a version of Kindle. It works on your Android phone or any phone that you have. I don't know if it'll work on a laptop or a desktop, hopefully it will. And then you can access as many, you know, PDF files or, you know, other forms of books and information as you want, and including my material. So that would be great. That's what keeps me going. I love to, you know, write. I love to share my thoughts. I have stories. I have stuff on the occult and on everything from astrology to tarot cards. So as I said today, the moon is in Pisces, and the combination of that sounds like it should be very emotional. And especially, you know what? The moon is coming up in 3 degrees to conjunct Mars. Mars is also in Pisces, so the moon is transiting Mars today. It will take approximately 6 hours, 6 to 6.5 hours from now, from the moon to exactly conjunct Mars. When the moon touches Mars, that's a time for, well, it could be very sexy, but it could also be very emotional. Sometimes people get angry over something when Mars is in a conjunction. I mean, when the moon is in conjunction with Mars, especially if you have a planet in that area of your chart. I mean, if you have something sitting right there at 17, 18, or 19 degrees Pisces, then that could affect you. Or the opposite sign, Virgo. Well, there's my exit. I've got to get out of here. So thanks for looking in, and I'll be back with you.